On this vote, the yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
One could only hope that we are witnessing the Biden crime family's last stand.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And now that the ball is firmly in the hands of the GOP, will they purposely fumble in order to protect the uniparty?
Next question.
Are you going forward with contempt?
I'll let you.
There's a process you have to follow. You have to file a report. So we will begin looking at that. Both the lawyers for the Oversight Committee, the lawyers for the Judiciary Committee will move in that direction. But look, Congress asked you to come. You're supposed to come and testify.
The Democrats have proven that their only contribution to the future of the Republic is weaponized gaslighting and hypocrisy.
They are going to try to impeach President Biden despite the fact that there's no evidence against him at all. Trump sent a violent MAGA mob here to the Capitol to reverse the election results and certify that he won even though he lost. What they couldn't do on January 6th, they want to do with this extreme political stunt.
Bordering on collusion with the Biden family's massive evidence of foreign bribery.
The idea that they are going to somehow get to President Biden through his son, who was drug addicted, and the only thing that they have revealed in these hearings is that we have a president that loves his son even through his imperfections.
Not only is the committee not allowing Hunter Biden to testify publicly, but they have not called a single witness, a single first-hand witness to any of their allegations. They haven't allowed anybody to testify publicly because they do not have a single witness to any of their alleged allegations. They don't.
While Republicans meekly refuse to enforce the very same laws used against the Trump administration,
the Trump advisor and conservative agitator now on trial.
This show trial they're running is a disgrace.
Congressional subpoenas on the January 6th committee.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department?
I do, yes.
It's a shame that Mr. Bannon has put us in this position, but we won't take no for an answer. We believe Mr. Bannon has information relevant to our probe, and we'll use the tools at our disposal to get that information.
Tonight, a jury convicting former senior Trump White House aide Peter Navarro of criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
After Hunter Biden refused a deposition, Hunter had claimed to want to answer all questions in the name of transparency, then proceeded to answer nothing and make his escape blatantly in contempt of Congress.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here. Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist.
But will the GOP act? And now that the Biden crime family has been backed into a corner where the inquiry can get to the finer details and subpoena witnesses, how will the Bidens retaliate against the American people? What lengths will the DOJ go to protect them now?
Attorney General Garland leads 115,000 employees, prosecutors, agents of the FBI, and other federal law enforcement.
And how quickly will false flags and cyber attacks randomly appear as Congress returns after the holidays?
But I think it's more likely we're going to end up, if we end up in a war, a real shooting war with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach.
Based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
2024 is shaping up to be one of the most interesting and dangerous years in American history. John Bound reporting.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, December 17th, 2023. You're tuned into the broadcast that was already supposed to be taken off the air. You're tuning into InfoWars. Hated by tyrants and globalist criminals, pedophiles, Satanists around the world, and loved by free people across this wonderful planet. We are 323 days, 7 hours, 51 minutes, 21 seconds from the most important election in world history. If America goes down, the globalists believe they'll be able to fully complete their operation to enslave planet Earth. Thank you so much. We are live. It's 4:08. We just shared several key reports that illustrate the incredible corruption we're dealing with. Let's launch into it all right now. Let me tell you what's coming up, then we'll get into it tonight. Okay, on Friday, every week, Letitia James, the George Soros creature, the Attorney General of New York, she's tried to get me indicted on record countless times. She ran on stopping evil white people, and that there's too many white people, and that white people are bad. We'll play those clips coming up. I don't just make accusations. And then she also ran on putting Trump in prison. Well, she couldn't even get any of her prosecutors to criminally charge Trump, because there's no evidence, so she claims his business is a fraud, even though all the big banks that loaned to him said he's one of the best investments they ever made. So they changed the law in New York where judges can have trials without juries. But that wasn't enough. At the beginning of the trial, the judge said, and I have his ruling right here, Trump's already guilty. I'm just deciding how guilty. Now, remember what they did to me in Texas and Connecticut with the whole Sandy Hook thing. The judges found me guilty, wouldn't let us put on evidence we didn't do what they said we did, and then told jurors I made hundreds of millions of dollars off these people with no evidence. When they got up and said I peed on graves, no video, no witnesses, nobody doing it, never been to Connecticut at that point, didn't matter. Judge said it was true. Now, you thought that was bad. At least they had a ceremonial juries in communist-run Austin, Texas, and communist-run Connecticut. Now they're simply having trials with no juries. And people hear that. They go, what? But it's not enough. It wasn't enough to just have the judge later find him guilty, wink, wink. They had to say up front, oh, he's already been found guilty. Because these are lawless, mad dog criminals. The term kangaroo court came from Australia because they would joke that the judges wouldn't have real juries. They might as well just have kangaroos. I got kangaroo courts where I'm already guilty. The judge controls the evidence, tells the people I'm guilty, lets them put on false, totally fake evidence. With Trump, no, you don't even get a jury and the judge says you're guilty up front. This video has sent shockwaves around the country and the world. People are freaking out. And then even CNN came out. I have a clip and said, with all three other legal analysts who are usually against Trump, they said, no, he's being railroaded for political purposes. This is wrong. And they talked about Jack Smith and his case in D.C. and said, no, it's Jack Smith is engaged in lies. Now, why the hell would they do that? Because they've read the tea leaves, folks. This has backfired. This is crazy. It's one thing to rig trials against Alex Jones. But when you do it to a former president who had an election stolen from him, who is 15, 20 points ahead in every major poll, and in battleground states, 6, 7, 8 points ahead, and that's in skewed polls where they lean towards Democrats in the methodology. There's a lot of ways they do it, but mainly they'll interview 10 to 15 to 20% more Democrats. They bake that in just claiming Democrats are the dominant party, and so they call more Democrats. They'll call 65% of the people they call are Democrats that they know are Democrats from previous polls and say, who are you voting for? So that bakes in 15 points on average. That's the way they do it. There's a lot of other scams, but in polls where they're baking in 10, 15, 20 points against Trump, he's still 6, 7, 8, 9 points ahead. That is historic landslide. So they are chewing their fingernails off. They are freaking out like people on the deck of the Titanic when it was sinking. And I've just got a whole stack of news on this today, and that's our front and center information. Look at this. Communism. New York Attorney General Letitia James admits her guilt process as judge found Trump guilty before the trial even began. That's a quote from her Twitter account. I'm going to play it for you. Here's the CNN headline. I'll show you this video. CNN's Jack Smith wants Trump convicted before the election. They go on to say that's political and that's wrong. You're going to see the video. Giuliani found guilty in a rigged federal D.C. court. Wouldn't let him put on his evidence. Told the jury he was guilty. Same thing. It's a default judgment by another name. That's how they're doing it. Here's the clip of Letitia James. Donald Trump engaged in years of incredible financial fraud to enrich himself and his family. During 11 weeks of trial, we show the true extent of the fraud and all the ways he unjustly benefited from it. No matter how powerful you think you are, no one's above the law. And she goes on to say he was guilty before the trial began by the judge. You're going to see that video. But it gets more insane. And when I show you this, it isn't about Alex Jones. It isn't about Owen Schroyer. It isn't about Donald Trump. It's about all of us. I saw this today. And we have a skeleton crew on Sunday. I'm going to have articles written about it. We got a few writers on the weekend. And one of them's here, Jamie, right now, Jamie White. Look at this. This is what Professor Epstein, one of the top psychological computer scientists out there, is talking about when he talks about ephemeral experiences or subliminal experiences and how they're already skewing elections 5 to 15 points with just this alone. They showed in the Washington Post, Owen Schroyer spent prison time. He's a violent criminal. And it shows a bloody man that looks a little bit like Owen. And when you link to the article, they then show the real photo of Owen, but that's an ephemeral event. Because under defamation law, if they put up a wrong photo of Owen, accused him of crimes, they could lose a lawsuit. Or if they put up an innocent man and say he's Owen, they could. But by making it the link, most people don't even click on the article. They just believe Owen was running around like a crazy Viking berserker with blood all over him, showing his baring his teeth. That's ephemeral brainwashing. I'm going to show you the studies and the documents. But this is everywhere. This is full deception, full weaponization. He was there trying to stop people going in the building with me on the bullhorn saying, don't go in, it's a trap. They just show a bloody guy with brown hair and a beard, looks a little bit like Owen, and say, here's Owen Schroyer, bloodied, attacking police. Same Washington Post said, I led attacks on the Capitol. They don't care. They're going for broke. And if you don't know, the CIA and other defense contractor groups run the Washington Post with Jeff Bezos. That's come out in Congress. They quarterbacked the censorship during the last two elections to suppress the American voter and to suppress all the news of the Bidens being on the payroll of the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, and anybody else they can get money from. So it's insane. We're going to be going to that coming up. So that's two of the big stories. And again, I just mentioned those. I didn't just cover it. I just gave you a snapshot. I'm going to spend a segment on each one because they're big. Again, a lot of listeners are like, okay, we know Owen was falsely charged. We know he was set up. We know it's an attack on the press. Okay. Now they're charging more journalists that were there on January 6th. I told you he was the test case. Peaceful journalists that didn't touch anybody, hurt anybody. Breitbart reporter facing years in jail just for being there. He's been charged just this week. It's the tactics they use. We're using Owen's story as a snapshot of when you're looking at stuff, you got to be very, very careful because we make mistakes sometimes, not on purpose. Our credibility is king to us. We want to be as accurate as possible. Corporate media has nothing to lose because they're already discredited and hated and people barely watch them. So all they can do is hope in news feeds, they can put enough fake news in the feed and the headline. Now, when you link to the actual story, they don't so much do it there, but they do it in the feed. It'd be like if I showed an image of Biden having sex with the gay guy that had sex in the Senate chambers, the Democrat. And then you link the story, something about Biden, but the news would say, oh, Jones made it look like Biden was banging this guy in the keister in the Senate hearing room. And I would be in trouble with that, and I should be. But I don't do that kind of crap. They do. They do. And they're your enemy. You need to understand that. And then those two stories I'm going to hit first when we come back, dovetail into this and this boil down. I told you months ago, it's the new talking point that Trump's a dictator and Hitler. Now they're saying he's got to be taken out. He will unravel the institutions of our democracy. Supercut of dramatic Dems freaking out over Trump dictator. I'm going to explain why that's important because everything they say is an inversion. They're the ones setting up a bureaucratic dictatorship against us. Then it gets really hardcore. The previous record was 2 weeks ago, 12,000 illegals in one day captured. Border Patrol estimates 80% never even get contacted, never get listed. So it's eight times that. Now the new record this week is 13,000. That's from the DHS in one day. We'll be breaking that down. Huge news, a bunch of attacks on ships all over the Middle East, all over those different seas that are there. And you say, okay, well, the Navy shot down 36 drones yesterday. It's okay, we're shooting them down. But they've hit at least five ships in the last week that don't have missile defense on them. And so now major cargo companies all over the world are suspending any ships going into those waters. And it's multiple oceans, multiple seas all around Saudi Arabia and by Iran and by Yemen. So this goes all the way into the Indian Ocean. They're hijacking them. And you notice you never hear what happens to the ships after because they're not even sending people to save them. Battle the Red Sea, U.S., U.K. shoot down attack drones. Will Biden bomb Yemen next? This is escalating very, very, very quickly. Four shipping majors halt vessels in the Red Sea after attacks. U.S., U.K. say they shot down 15 drones. Now it's at the 30. Houthis launch more drone attacks on shipping. That ties in. Yeah, U.S. Navy now 36-0 shooting down drones. But the regular commercial ships, the trade ships, don't have that. They're sitting ducks. They're burning all over the place. Then we've got Europe is entering an era of wars, says the EU main council. Security Forum says prepare for permanent war with Russia. Totally insane. Lavrov says that's not the case. Russian foreign minister, he says they're secretly suing for peace. We hope that's the case. WEF officially releases an official bipartisan between them and the UN plan to censor everyone and saying that cybersecurity is about censorship of ideas they disagree with. Vivek Ramaswamy has nailed it. Nobody else has done this other than me, and I'm not bragging. This is true. I've understood what AI is from the beginning. I've met with top computer scientists, and they agree with my analysis, but I see no one else pointing this out. What is the real power and the real evil of AI? We're going to get to this clip of Vivek Ramaswamy breaking all that down as well. And then really serious news, Democratic Party officially introducing legislation for a national global digital database, digital currency, a central bank digital currency. Europe's already introduced it. They've already passed it. And that ties into COP28 and the massive announcements. Global carbon pass imminent. A global carbon AI system to track everything you do and all systems that put off carbon, including humans and our own breath and cow's breath and your gas. They're going to make your farts illegal. And I'm not joking when I say that. This is an omnipresent program they're trying to roll out. It's very, very serious. Elon Musk says we need fossil fuels, that they're not bad for the environment. And says we should have more children. So he's getting more hardcore there. There is so much we're going to be breaking down today. That's just the tip of the iceberg that we're going to be laying out here today. But before we go any further, I want to show TV viewers something here. Radio listeners, I'll describe it for you. This is a map from USPS, how we ship out our packages at InfoWarsStore.com. And you see one day where we ship out of Denver. And then you see 2 day, it's most of the country. That's the medium blue. 3 day, it's the entire United States, Hawaii, and Alaska. So we need funds, plus we've got great products. Why would you not want to do Christmas shopping with people that have great products at great prices that fund hardcore information that is opposing tyranny worldwide? Why would you want to shop with the big box stores and organizations that are literally at war with this republic, like Target and others? So we have shipping where we ship either the day the order comes in or the next day, unless it's Sunday. We don't ship on Sunday. But if your order came in today, it's going to be shipping tomorrow. Everything's in stock. Everything's ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 10-hour clean energy, turbo force back in stock, X2, the missing link that counters the fluoride, and so much more. Research that. X2 back in stock, selling out, still discounted. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, amazing. It's there. So many great products. A copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. It's all there. Water filtration, highest rated gravity-fed water filtration, stainless steel system at half the price leading competitors. Just people go look at the rating. They go, my God, there's only two or three companies that have stuff that's good and they're twice the price. Yeah, we've got you the best. We believe in the highest quality, lowest prices. You can put it in an RV. You can put it in your house. We've got them at the office. I got it in my house. It's all there. Dump a couple gallons of water in. Goes through in like 15 minutes. It's incredible. Does 10,000 gallons in the life of the filters. We have replacement filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're not drinking filtered water with all the glyphosate and all the atrazine that literally turns the frogs gay, you're crazy. InfoWarsStore.com. And if you get your orders in by Monday, you will get delivery by Friday, even if you're in Alaska or Hawaii. You can get your orders in on Wednesday and you'll get them in most parts of the U.S. But you want to get them early. If you want them guaranteed, I would say Monday have your orders in so they're shipped out Tuesday. Got to have your orders in by Monday, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And the only thing you won't get by Christmas is the Team Humanity t-shirt. When I was on last Sunday with Elon Musk, I said, shouldn't we call this movement against dehumanization, depopulation, Team Humanity? He has like his Occupy Mars deal. I said, how about humanity occupies space? Humanity of the stars. How about an invasion of space? I'm coming up, but I said, how about Team Humanity? So that's a great idea. So the shirts are being printed as we speak. They'll be in probably before Christmas, probably Thursday or Friday, but we're not going to get these out blood for Christmas, but it doesn't matter. Get your Team Humanity shirt, and it just says Team Humanity, Infowars.com under it with a nuclear family in the middle and Team Humanity on the back. I should have told the crew to go to Infowarsstore.com. They could pull up that in the t-shirt section and put it on screen for you. But if you want to see it, go to Infowarsstore.com. There it is. Team Humanity with a nuclear family, a father, a mother. It's very politically incorrect. Two different designs, and they're a fundraiser shirt. I want to thank you for your support. Team Humanity shirts, Infowarsstore.com. But everything else is in stock. And that's why it says pre-order there. They're printed right here in Texas. So, you want your shirts? They're being made right now. The order went in Monday. We had the design done in. It takes them a week to make them. So, some of you might actually get them before Christmas. I doubt it. All right, I'm done ranting about that. But we're not funded by George Soros or Jeff Bezos, the New World Order. We're funded by you. We've got great products that really enrich your life, make it possible for us to expose all of this insane evil that's going down. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit a couple more stories before we go to break, and then I'm going to come back with the big enchilada, because if you think they can put Trump in jail without juries or with kangaroo courts and that you're safe, you're crazy. I'm going to play this short 57-second clip. A breaking, Media Matters released a statement on the reinstatement of Alex Jones. Everybody knows Damon Amani's a great comedian and funny. They're trying to shut his channels down on Instagram, Facebook, you name it, claiming he's fake news when it says on the site it's satire. No, no, this is not deception. This is called satire, like The Onion or, you know, all those other sites that are out there. There's just so many of them. So I want to go to this. I want to go to break, and then I'm going to come back on the other side and just get into the staggeringness of this. Because I know we all think we can't be amazed anymore, but this is just simply amazing levels of tyranny that she would brag in public. I mean, I told you they already said he was guilty in the paperwork, but they're literally bragging about it. Here it is.
It's very concerning that today Elon Musk reinstated the account of Alex Jones, who's known for spreading dangerous conspiracy theories, such as the unfounded claim about frogs turning homosexual due to being, where's the lie about that? Let's use one of his claims that was an actual lie. Okay, let's do this. Alex Jones is of course known for spreading some of the most dangerous conspiracy theories, such as the claim that NSA spied on the American people. That was actually true. He talked about that before Snowden. You have one f***ing job. Find one claim from Alex Jones that did not turn out to be true, such as his lies about human-animal hybrids. Damn it, that one turned out to be...
Come on, Ballard.
Is that Alex?
Come on.
Oh, yo. Alex.
Come on over here.
So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at Infowars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at Infowarsstore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. Infowarsstore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. Infowarsstore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. Infowarsstore.com. or 888-253-3139.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Letitia James is an arrogant and stupid racist person. And she confessed to framing Donald Trump and staged New York show trial. And so now we're going to play a clip of her. Friday, they tried to gag Trump where he couldn't speak publicly about these criminals. And how they bragged that they were going to put him in jail or take his empire away one way or another. When he would talk about how they'd said this and how the judge had said this in his newsletter and his speeches and how he ignores juries, they tried to gag him. And that case is going all the way to the Supreme Court. But on Friday, she put out a video. We're going to play it in its entirety right now. And she just said he's guilty. He's a criminal. And then she added the judge has already found him criminal, already found him guilty. And he's a fraud, even though the banks, as witnesses, said no. He's one of our best investments ever. And the judge says, nope, Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million. And then top investors say, we pay $500 million right now for it. A vacant lot, 2 acres down the street, sold for $50 million. Judge doesn't care. He doesn't have a real estate license. He's not in Florida. It doesn't matter. He's an anointed one. He knows everything. And so it's one thing to have it in the judge before the trial even began, put out a statement saying he's already guilty. I'm going to find him guilty. I'm just going to decide how guilty he is. Remember what happened in my show trials? Judge finds you guilty, tells the jury to find out how guilty. And then we put our own bankruptcy filings in under penalty of perjury. She said those are not allowed to be heard. And that day of testimony, we couldn't even speak. My lawyers couldn't speak. People said his lawyers are idiots. No, they weren't allowed to speak. And it was all misrepresentations. We gave them all my files, everything, because we didn't have anything to hide. We gave them scans of my phones. There was no Sandy Hook. They just went, oh, we got your phone. And it was really that they sent some medical records with it as well. That was the issue, not the phone. It's all perception, folks. It's all lies. Because they know you don't have a law degree and you're not studying it. They think you're stupid. And they're a dictatorship making their move on us. But this finally got the public's attention. It's everywhere. It's all over the news. Wow, Letitia James said he's already guilty? Yeah. We've already found him guilty before his trial even begins. And there's no jury. You don't even need to hear her say this. There's no jury. So when they got away with defaulting me, that only whet their appetite. They said this to Giuliani. Here's the clip.
After 11 weeks in court, we rested our case against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, and other defendants. We brought this case after our four-year investigation revealed that Donald Trump committed repeated and persistent fraud and unjustly enriched himself, his family, and his business. Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud we uncovered. Throughout this trial, we revealed the full extent of that fraud. We introduced extensive evidence and questioned more than two dozen witnesses. We heard from Donald Trump and his family, his co-defendants, his current and former employees at the Trump Organization, his accountants and associates at a financial institution, loan underwriters, real estate professionals, and experts. And their testimony illustrated years of fraud and baseless valuations to inflate Donald Trump's net worth. And we showed that Donald Trump's financial statements were used to get better loan terms, tax breaks, and a host of other economic benefits. Next month, we will return to court to present our closing argument. I'm confident in our case and that justice will prevail. No matter how powerful you think you are or how much money you think you have, everyone is equal under the law, even Donald Trump.
Even Donald Trump. You just saw her say that. I'm going to play that short part again. And by the way, she just said all the witnesses said he was guilty. No, they didn't. The banks didn't. The underwriters didn't. They came in and said, no, this is normal. Doesn't matter. She just said they all said he's guilty. I say he's guilty. And the judge already found him guilty. Here she is running for office talking about how bad white people are.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
She's also said countless times this is not politically motivated, but she said while running, I will get him one way or another. Here's the shorter clip of what she said in the full statement we just aired Friday.
Business. Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud we uncovered. Throughout this trial, we revealed the full extent of that fraud. We introduced extensive evidence and questioned more than two dozen.
Oh, that's enough. All right. So there you go. And the average person watching that hears her say that, and even they go, wait a minute. He was found guilty before the judge had a trial and only the judge decides. They're going to find him guilty. But instead of it indicting him, instead of it proving he's a criminal, it proves they're criminals. And I've had lawyers advise me, leave Letitia James alone. She already had grand juries open on you. She's already tried. Well, whatever, man. I mean, at a certain point, we got to stop letting these crooks run our lives. Are we men or are we mice? I mean, seriously. You want to live under this type of dictator, a George Soros dropping? 1,000-plus cities have people like her in charge as district attorneys, county attorneys. They're the ones that, when a homeowner shoots invaders that are armed, She puts them in prison. These are monsters, ladies and gentlemen, at war against this country. And the sooner we realize that and stop being naive, the better. So you want to see the clips of her saying she's going to put Trump in prison? You've already seen them. I'm not going to subject you to more of her. It's on record. You just saw it. That's who they are. And as I said in my show, Trials in Connecticut, with my head high and in Austin, I never said the things they said I said. And if I'd have said them, I had a right. But nobody ever went to their houses. Couldn't even prove that. And I never sent anybody to their houses. And nobody peed on their graves. But they let them get up there and say all that. I got sued by an FBI agent. Never said his name. Never wrote an article about him. No one here ever said his name. Didn't know who he was till he sued me. $94 million. It doesn't exist. Then they get up and say, Alex Jones has billions. He won't pay. I filed with them with my bankruptcy under penalty of perjury. You notice, see in the news, it was all accurate documents. All those claims of hundreds of millions of dollars weren't there, folks. And now I am bankrupt, upside down, almost $3 million personally. Selling my car, my guns, everything. And they're the liars, folks. And they told those juries, this man made hundreds of millions of dollars off of us. And he peed on our children's graves. Total fiction. Total lies. Total deception. And they're just getting started, folks. And they think it's funny. And they think it's cute. But if you think a bunch of lawyers and corrupt judges are going to defeat this republic, if you think your plans, the globalist plans to stage terror attacks and create a race war are going to work with all the new movies coming out about race war and collapse and cyber attacks, if you really think that's going to work, go ahead and try it, New World Order, because everything you do fails now because people aren't asleep anymore. That's why your attempts to intimidate people don't work. You're like, wait a minute. We thought we intimidated you. We thought that's why you weren't doing anything. No, we were asleep. I wasn't, but a lot of the public was. A lot of our audience wasn't. A lot of your family was. And now they're like, well, wait, the intimidation's only pissing them off. What's going on here? CNN comes out and says, this is wrong. This is political. This is damaging the system. You're already destroyed. Mainstream media's dead. Hollywood's dead. The intelligence agencies are a joke. Total jokes. We got the CNN clip coming up and the supercut of the newest one of them freaking out that Trump's going to be a dictator. No, you guys are establishing the totalitarian dictatorial state. Infowars.com, band.video. Those are the coordinates of freedom. So much is there. If you're watching us on X right now, share the link. Falls at Relox Jones. You're the human intelligence. You're what's unstoppable. We got so much more war news, economy news, inflation news, AI news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, it's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I want to encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, next hour I'm going to talk about the big picture and what the globalists are planning and how we stop them. That's why you tune in, is to get tomorrow's news today. And then Chase Kaiser's coming in to fill in for Owen. He's getting some deserved time off with family. Owen Schroyer hosts 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays, InfoWars.com/show, and TV and radio stations across the country. I'm on 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays. And the great Harrison Smith, of course, 8 a.m. American Journal every day, InfoWars.com, with breaking news, hard-hitting guests, analysis. It's all great. All the hosts are great, including Chase. Okay, so I'm not going to play this whole long clip, but they've got lawyers, former Justice Department prosecutors on. They've got Smirconish on there, and they say, well, this isn't really right. This is really political, because Jack Smith is being political, and he's accelerating these cases. This is a big deal for CNN, but CNN's a joke. CNN has, on average, 100,000 viewers. Their top show's 1 million. So why do they matter? I mean, Elon Musk does the spaces with me. It gets 20 million views on the live show and another 100 million after that. I mean, conservatively. I mean, I saw clips of it with 50 million views, 20 million views, 10 million views. When I say 100 million, that's like, I don't have time to go around and tabulate it. I'm like, gosh, there's one with 5 million, 7 million, 20 million. And they're like 5-10 minute clips of the 2 hours and 49 minutes we did last Sunday. And more of that's coming up, by the way. We're getting that lined up. Look for Elon Musk to be on the show and others. So this is just insane. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Agree with me that Smith and Judge Chutkan are acting based on the election schedule.
I do agree with you, Michael, and I think any fair-minded observer has to agree with that as well. Just look at Jack Smith's conduct in this case. The motivating principle behind every procedural request he's made has been speed, has been getting this trial in before the election. Let's take a couple examples. The trial date. The average federal conspiracy and fraud trial takes about a year and a half to 2 years between indictment and trial. In this case, we have dozens, hundreds of January 6 rioters caught on video, straightforward cases. They, too, were given about a year and a half to 2 years between indictment and trial. Jack Smith originally requested a trial date for Donald Trump, a far more complex case, 5 months out. He wanted a January trial. It was set for 2 months later. So Donald Trump is being given far less time to prepare than other defendants. And the actions this week, Jack Smith won an argument on immunity in the district court and then went right to the Supreme Court. I think a right move. I think the smart move. The only reason you ask the Supreme Court to do that on an expedited basis is if you're racing against the clock. And Jack Smith clearly is doing that here.
Okay, I referred to the election as the Voldemort of the petition that he filed. Why not say that? Why not simply say there's an election on the horizon and I'm afraid this guy's going to get away?
You will never hear either Jack Smith or Judge Chutkin utter the E word, election.
Because it's illegal to do that.
Specifically say it. Instead, they use this sort of euphemistic language about the need for resolution, that kind of thing. Here's why I think Jack Smith is not willing to do it. Two reasons. First of all, DOJ rules, unwritten and written, both say you are not supposed to do anything that could impact an election. In fact, you are supposed to affirmatively try not to take steps that might impact an election. And the second thing, and I think Jack Smith is right about this, is if he is to say, okay, Judge, we really need to try this case before the election, Donald Trump is going to seize on that aggressively. He's going to say, see, folks, when I tell you this is political, Jack Smith has now admitted that he wants me tried before the election, and that's political. So I think he's very wary of that.
Okay, so then evaluate the we agree. We agree that
all right, let's
he
stop
is
there, and then bring on more experts that agree. Full clip, InfoWars.com. All right, so why am I playing a clip of a network with 100,000 viewers on average? That's tune into that show over an hour, 100,000 viewers. We have a night. Sunday night's our slow night. 2 million will tune in live. 4 or 5 million people conservatively will watch it as clips on Bandout Video. And other, I mean, probably 10 million, but I mean, because they're the establishment. So it tells you about their psychology. They know no one's buying this. They know every time they indict Trump, his poll numbers go up. And as the show trials go on, his numbers only go up. So what are they thinking? They're thinking, we have no credibility. Well, it's too late, dumbass. It's too late. It came out in the Washington Post earlier this year in an 18-page article. And I know it was accurate because I lived it. They're not always accurate. Sometimes they are. And they said, we talked to Justice Department officials. The Attorney General decided 2 years ago not to indict Jones. The New York, the D.C. prosecutors in New York, one of the things, went to him, the Southern District of New York, but it was mainly D.C., went to the, and they said, we're going to indict Jones for all this stuff. And they said, that will make him a martyr. Don't do it. It's too political. Plus, they had no case. It was made up. It was crazy. They were going to have me attacking the Capitol and all this crap. Well, but they still indicted Owen thinking, well, he's smaller. He won't become a martyr. Did Owen become a martyr? Is he not 10 times bigger now? See, they're not thinking second, third, fourth order magnitude here what they're going to do. So let's end with this for this hour, come back and analyze what this means. Here is a hysterical clip of a whole bunch of talking heads saying Trump's going to come after everybody. He's going to target the press. He's going to arrest his opposition. He's going to use the Justice Department. Everything you know they're doing, Trump never did this when he was in office. He says he won't after this. He will go after the criminals, though, but that's just the law. He's not going to target people. Here they are in full panic mode because they know the crimes they've committed. Here it is.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is...
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed. especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin, that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
If he's reelected, he will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Pick a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
Vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together.
And if we take the shot, Rachel, we'll all be protected, right? It really works. I want to take that 3.5-minute clip this week and make like a 10-minute clip where I just show everything they say he's going to do, they've done. Every single thing they said is what they're already doing to us. So they are literally inverting what they've done to us and saying Trump's going to do it. These people are dangerous. They are already started the beginnings of World War III. We're going to cover it all next hour and what this signifies. But right-wingers are going to kill you. They're going to knock the power grid out. They're going to attack black people. Get ready for the false flags, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two straight ahead. Please remember, we don't have globalist funding. We're funded by you. We have great products you need. Steroid free shipping. Double Patriot points. Get your orders in by Monday afternoon. You'll get them before Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, back in stock, X2, so many other great products, Winter Sun, the highest quality D3 to boost your immune system, Winter Sun, 40% off, up to 60% off on some of the products, InfoWarsStore.com, and while you're at InfoWarsStore.com, get a limited edition Team Humanity Elon Musk-inspired t-shirt. We'll be back with hour number two. Get your Winter Sun. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. but people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the New World Order. This New World Order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the New World Order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical access. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers.
Hello.
Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is InfoWars.com?
Low crap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting, progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man-lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the New World Order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever.
You know, this isn't even satire, folks. It's that extreme. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of Sunday night's transmission. I'm here every Sunday night when I'm able to be, but most Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we have Sunday Night Live with a guest host, 6 to 8 p.m. as well. All right. You saw the Democrats externalizing the method and saying, we just find people guilty with judges and we just take everything they've got or put them in jail. So they're just normalizing it. You're like, well, that's crazy. Well, that's because you're informed. And I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. The audience that tunes in here knows that you're supposed to have juries and due process to be able to put on a defense. A lot of the public with 2 + 2 = 5 with fuzzy math for 30 years, Common Core for 20 years, does not even know that. They hear, hey, judge says so, that's the way. But it's still not enough. There's still too many informed people in this country and around the world. So when they go on the news and say everywhere, Trump's a dictator, he's going to put you in camps, he's going to take everything from you, that's what they're already doing. They're a global combine of banks that want to collapse nation states so there's no country to oppose them. And here's the bottom line. America, because of its ideas, not what we ever even did, though we were better than other countries, we just realize a little bit of the dream, is something that is antithetical to their New World Order tyranny. So they have to shut that down because they can't have people aspiring to that. So let's go to a clip here. This is Google founder Sergey Brin with Klaus Schwab recently saying at a World Economic Forum event that soon AI will just cancel elections. It will tell you the reality. It will tell you and you will believe you've already lost. Now that's key. This is a point I've hammered, and I've hammered alone. I don't know why others haven't hammered it, because it's central to it, and I'll explain it in a moment. And I've had dinner and hung out with top MIT AI people, and they've agreed, yeah, how do you know this? That's classified information. I can just sit back and see it for myself. And Vivek explains that coming up. So I'm going to play this clip first, then Vivek, then LAPD hiring illegal aliens as police. It's now official. And it's not just going to be AI you face. It'll be brainwashed third world brought in above the law. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. It's not UN or Russian troops all at once. It's slow motion. So that's coming up. But here's the AI clip with Klaus Schwab and the founder of Google.
The technology now is, and digital technology is mainly has political power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict what predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
All right, so I'm not name-dropping here. It's just true, and it's one of the few meetings. I'm not going to give names out, but Joe Rogan had just moved to Austin about 3 years ago, and he said, hey, this guy wants to go to dinner with you. Will you come to dinner? And so we went to a steakhouse in a private room, and a very well-known MIT scientist was there, and he wanted to talk to me about AI and my views on it. And he was convinced that ending procreation and sex bots, whether it's a chip in your brain or an interface you wear, or whether it's a machine, a sex robot, maybe even a biological sex robot, a replicant, that's how they'll dominate. And I said, no. I said, AI's real power is getting us to hand over our sovereignty and to abdicate, like when a king steps down, to give our authority over to it. And he said, give me an example. And I said, well, the most powerful AI in the world is what? And I said, I define AI by how it's able to get humans to work inside of it and give our cognitive power to it. And he said, what is it? And I said, it is red light, green lights, the stoplight system. It's a dumb system pre-programmed for the different times of day. Very primitive computer program. But on Earth, the stoplight system is the greatest example of an artificial intelligence that's incredibly dumb, but is successful because it gets us to follow its orders. Because we know it works, it's simple, we follow it, and we get somewhere quicker. Now, there are some models in China and India where they've gotten rid of the stoplights, and actually humans do it even better, but it's Wild Wild West. You've seen those footage of Calcutta and the millions of cars all swarming around each other. It's just wild. But everybody just waits for this group to go and that group to go. But again, to me, all of this isn't from books I read, though I do that, or experts I interview and I do that. It's the advanced intelligence, not artificial intelligence, that God gave us, but we're not using. So I said, AI success is governed not by its computing power, but by its ability to be adopted by humans. What's the term they use for that? Utilitarian. And they were blown away. There's actually a few computer scientists there. And they said, yeah, that's actually what we've been told, is it's all about what works. What do we deploy that gets people to follow it? So here's Vivek Ramaswamy with his wife and daughter or son. And they're talking to a crowd, you know, voters. And he explains this to them. That still, not just now, but not just 10 years ago, but still, AI in tennis makes as many mistakes or more than humans in whether the ball is out of bounds or not. But here's the key. Even though 20 years ago in Vivek's first job in high school, they immediately saw, not as people like John McEnroe would famously get mad about the refs, immediately the humans just said, okay, fine, we accept it, because humans are trained epigenetically to compete with other humans. We're trained to judge if other humans are being real or not. But now that it's a camera, now that it's a machine, people hand their authority over. They don't advocate. That means supporting somebody. They abdicate. They turn their authority over to the red lights. Well, that works fine because it's a dumb system, but it works and we've agreed to it. Some aren't set right. They cause these problems. The lights go out. We don't know how to drive ourselves and pull up to a light. There's a bunch of cars there. Wait till this group goes. First car pulls out. It's your group now. So I'm not against calculators, but Texas Instruments in the 70s came up with a calculator. They cost $500 at first. That's like $10,000 a day, $5,000 a day, depending on inflation numbers. And everybody knew how to do math before that, basic math, unless you were stupid. Now, because of calculators, almost no one I know knows how to do it, because we gave up that authority to the Texas Instruments calculator. Well, imagine AI is a trillion times worse, because it takes over and it tells you everything, and it tells you, just as you heard Klaus Schwab, who won an election, so you don't even have the election because the god of AI said it. Who's programming the AI? Who's giving the information to the AI? Why are you trusting it? Why are you deciding it's all powerful? It's not. All it does is scrape the internet. Great example was 4 or 5 months ago, we got an AI team working on stuff, and I said, I want a bunch of Revolutionary War footage from 1776 on. And they brought me back footage, and I said, that's the Patriot battle scene posterized. It's Mel Gibson, the final battle scene of the Patriot. We all know the scene if you've seen it. He's got the flag charging in and fighting him. And I'm like, that's all AI did was posterize it, put cartoon over it. And we're like, oh, this is so beautiful. This is so amazing. Humans came up with that. Humans did that. Humans, Mel Gibson financed and produced that film and starred in it and had all those people out there make that. And then AI scrapes it, turns it into a cartoon, and we go, oh, this is so incredible. No. Its power is getting you to believe it's better than you, because you're worried about other humans engaged in supremacy, other humans dominating you, other humans being smarter than you, other humans getting a better wife, a better car, a better house, a better job. That's competition. You're designed to do that. That's good for everybody. That makes us better. But then they come in and say, the era of competition is over. AI has decided who won the football game or the soccer game or the basketball game or the tennis game. You've given your authority over. And it's okay, you could say, if it's a stoplight. But it's not when it's programmed by the globalists. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Thank you. Young man in the back, right there. Right there. Root beer for him. Thanks. How do I feel about it? It's a great question. It's going to be what affects your generation. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
11.
I'm proud of you for coming on a Saturday afternoon. How do you feel about AI? Let me ask you that question. That's an honest and sane response. So I'll tell you about AI, okay? First of all, not to take a partisan dig here, but I don't think the person who's charged with AI policy in this country, Kamala Harris, knows much about AI. I think she can't spell it, if you had asked me. So I think that we need some competence, at least, in addressing it. So I'll tell you a funny story about AI. We'll take it outside of politics. Now, this is not for you. Oh, that's my mistake.
Oh, I hit pause. Watch how smart Vivek's wife is. She takes it away, gives it to somebody else, and then she puts her hand over the baby's face to reset. They don't teach that in books, to just make it a whole new thing. Very interesting. But the point is, notice his answer to this. This is no one else. This is impressive. This is it in books, folks. Keep going.
All right, maybe the ice cream. What do you say? Should we give him a bite?
He didn't want. I did. He wants more.
Nice. So we'll take it outside of politics, and I'll bring it back in to see what's going on with AI. Anybody here a tennis fan?
Yeah.
I like to watch tennis. So my first job was actually as a ball boy at this tennis tournament in Cincinnati. And then I got a promotion to being a line judge when I was in early high school, like ninth grade or so. So as a human line judge, you make the line calls. It's not done that way anymore. It's all done by AI. They predict where the ball is going to land. So back when I used to be a line judge, the funny thing is, it was all the rage where players used to argue with the line judges over the call, John McEnroe and everything else. Something funny happened. When the AI started making the call, the first generation of the AI, it was so bad that you could literally see it with your eye, that it was like a bad call. But the funny thing is that the players stopped arguing with the calls. So why do I bring that up? The biggest danger of AI is actually the human response to it.
All right, stop it. Back it up 10 seconds. I agree with that's part of it. And the answer is don't follow the AI. Don't blindly always give it over to yourself. Decide, I'm going to drive to see relatives 3 hours away. I'm not going to use Google. Because you think it's helping you, folks. It's not. Look at a map. Draw it out. Be ready. Because you're retarding yourself when you do it. I could do it on my phone, and I could do, use a calculator. But I do it by hand because it develops my neurons. It makes me stronger. And machines can't love. Machines can't see beauty. They can't do any of this. I did a big thing Friday with Mike Adams about this. It's like 90 minutes long. I put it on X. It's only got like 300,000 views. I wish it had 10 million views because this is next level. We have to decide that, I mean, if a spaceship landed and said, it is your decision whether you want to take these eggs off the ship and hatch them. And these eggs will take over your planet, and these eggs will make you extinct in 100 years. But they'll give you a little bit of power while you sell out to this new alien. Well, you burn up the eggs, or you put them back in the spaceship and say, get the hell out of here. We have to decide that we're going to have a human union where we buy things made by humans, where we say human-made is good. Trust humans. Not just accept, here's the new thing written by the globalists, created by them, and then we opt into it, and we follow it, and we say it has all the answers. Take Bloomberg. He came up with a flash trading system 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And the guy's worth $80 billion, whatever it is now, last time I checked. But he's working the system. It's a fraud. He's a parasite. Stocks should be based on how good the company is and whether you're investing in it, not how fast they can manipulate it. But we've just let all this be set up, and they've done this to us, and we're giving over all our authority and our destiny to them. Whereas we should say, I'm not coming to your store unless it's AI free. What does AI mean? It just does the job. Artificial intelligence. What, a robot's at the checkout counter? What is that? Well, that gives it gives humans another job. No, they want to make us obsolete. They want to remove us. They want the military removed from the equation so it's all robots because the robots will follow the globalist orders. What Vivek said is so key here. The horrible AI came out decades ago, made worse calls than humans, but people stopped arguing. Well, it's a machine. It can't be wrong. Or it's not another person I'm competing with. It's unbiased. No. Who programmed it? Who made it? What's its goal? Let's continue.
Is actually the human response to it. And I don't mean to get too philosophical, but I think it's actually important. You asked a deep question. I want to give you a proper answer. I'll give you the simple AI policy. I'll give you the superficial piece, but I want to come back to the more important part. Superficial piece is hard boundary between AI and kids. Just like we talked about for the transgenderism. Draw a hard line, at least. AI-powered algorithms should not be regularly interfacing broadly with kids. I think that we should not ban anything that China is also not willing to ban. But the right way to deal with it is don't ban anything. Put the liability on companies. Right? So we should tell the companies you're going to be liable. You're going to be liable for any unforeseen consequences of a protocol that you develop. That then at least makes them take the risks into account on the front end, which they're not doing.
By the way, hit pause again. Back it up 10 seconds again. People say, we can't control AI. You're being told it's out of control, so they can ban all the independent AI that can counter them. That's one part. But we've had bioweapons for 100 years. We've had stuff that will kill everybody for 50 years, 60 years. You notice it's not all out because we decided we're going to execute anybody that develops this or makes it. Now, with Fauci and them, they decided to break that protocol and do it. But we've had nuclear weapons since 1945, atomic weapons. We haven't had a nuclear war since then. We can decide if we exercise our 8+ billion people's will to not do this, but you've got to exercise your will. Continue.
T take the risks into account on the front end, which they're not doing today. So that's the right answer as a matter of policy. But I want to go back to the deeper point about the tennis players not arguing for about the calls. Go to ChatGPT today, or some equivalent, and ask, how do you address climate change? Or how do you address racial injustice or whatever? It'll give you an answer as though it's a political opinion, but it reads with the authority of somebody who's converting degrees Celsius to degrees Fahrenheit. That's the real danger. And so I think that, yes, I'll give you the AI policy, but at a philosophical level, the best answer to the risks posed by AI is actually the revival of faith in this country, faith and patriotism and a belief in something bigger than ourselves. Because here's what's really going on. Whether it's AI or wokeism or transgenderism or climatism or COVIDism or depression, anxiety, fentanyl, suicide. It's not an accident that we see the rise of these same poisons at the same time. They're symptoms of a deeper void of purpose and meaning in our country. And I think we got to fill that vacuum with the real thing. There's an old expression, if there's a hole the size of God in your heart and God does not fill it, something else will instead. The same can be said of belief in a country. So that's what's going on in the country right now, is we are lost, we're hungry for purpose, and that belief in something bigger than ourselves is actually going to be the best protection against benveni to whatever the new false idol is, AI perhaps being the latest one.
People say they don't trust Vivek because he came out of nowhere and he's worked with the system, but you don't say this type of stuff and be bad. That is total truth. We have to worship God, and that God put us in this position, this great continuum we're part of, instead of bowing down because the World Economic Forum and the UN says AI is God, it'll save us from global warming and climate change. That's all a lie. We have to understand, we see beauty. We're humans. We have children. We live here. We built all this. This is ours. We don't just give it all to you, and we don't just have you tell us what we're supposed to do. Yeah, sure, with the traffic cameras and you know, the traffic lights, that's one thing. We've accepted and followed that, but we don't follow whatever the next thing is you roll out when everything you've set up and everything you've done is to destroy us. What did Elon Musk say 5 years ago? Beware those that worship AI gods. They tried COVID to take over. They're trying wars to take over. Inflation, open borders, migration. And now they're telling you, well, AI will fix the resources problems. It'll fix the climate problems. It'll fix it all. It's got to track everything to save us, when they're the ones deliberately turning off all the old systems that we built that work to then tell us this will save you during this crisis they're creating. This is a dystopic, satanic nightmare we're entering. So know the technology, engage the technology, fight it. Build your own systems, but also be organic. Have a redoubt, if you can, that is low-tech, that is organic, that is renewable, that God made. They're not going to win, folks. They're going to be defeated. But that's the reality of AI. And I hope you'll go watch the full report that's a Bandai video, and I put it out on X at Real Alex Jones, because with Mike Adams from Friday, it's 96 minutes long, 95, whatever, I think it's 96 minutes long. You need to go watch that and take notes, because that was powerful, next level, over the horizon information. And they don't want you to have that information. They want you to be fools. They want to control you. Prepare for the artificial intelligence wars. This is next level AI information. Tomorrow's news today. All right, I'm going to come back, get into the military and economic news. And Elon Musk saying we got to have children. It's all coming up straight ahead on this live AI-free transmission. Though we have shown you some AI art, which is just a scraping of the human unconscious. They're just showing us back our own mind. That's not AI. That's it showing us.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So the dying, collapsing power structure told you 3 years ago that Facebook is now Meta, and everybody's going to soon be living in this metaverse. And they had lockdowns during it, and all of this trying to make you go into the metaverse. A false reality they control, a bag they put over your head that has a false reality in it, a matrix, a Wizard of Oz system. No one adopted it. It totally failed. $30 billion plus spent on it. It's the same thing with AI. Yeah, they can train a drone to go around and bomb and kill certain targets. humans still have to choose the targets. Humans are way more advanced than this. But they're trying to convince you that no, 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 you're nothing, just give up. Here's a headline. More than 13,000 illegals caught entering the U.S. in one day. A few weeks ago, the previous record was 12,000 in one day. This was released by the Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, just on Friday. Now, we're not against these people, but they're literally shutting out the third world with the COVID protocols the last 3 years. UN refugee camps organized, and this is footage of Arizona, illegal aliens from Africa by the thousands just running down the highway. Goes on for hours. Because they're bringing in people that have no history of freedom, no history of due process. They have no idea. They hear Letitia James say a judge found Trump guilty. They don't know you're supposed to have due process. They don't know you're supposed to have a jury. They don't know. They're victims of this system. But they're promised to come here because of all the free goodies they're going to get. Here's another headline. Virtue Unsignal. San Francisco halts reparations office due to budget cuts. Oh, all those free billions, 16 million per black person. It was all a lie. So when Elon Musk travels to Italy, as he did a few days ago, and says, hey, Italy has like 1.2 kids, 1.3 kids. You gotta have 2.1 kids per family to even sustain yourself. Same thing for Japan, you name it. He's saying those cultures, the Japanese, the Italians, others that have had the most culture, the most advancements, the most everything that everybody aspires to, why are you committing suicide? So Elon Musk says, control the future, make the future, have children. We are advanced intelligence, not artificial intelligence. Here he is.
That island's woke mind illness. What's that, virus?
Yeah, so
it's coming to Europe, I have to advise you, huh?
Yes, well, this is not something you should import from America. Please don't import the woke mind virus, it's bad. to summarize maybe the woke mind virus, it consists of creating very, very divisive identity politics. So it actually amplifies woke virus, mind virus, in my view, amplifies racism, amplifies, frankly, sexism, and all the isms. And while claiming to do the opposite, it actually divides people and makes them sort of hate each other, and it makes people hate themselves.
And just this week, they've got three movies coming out, Leaving the World Forever, produced by Barack Obama, Civil War 2024, and America's Magic Negroes. To go out and stop racist white people. Harry Potter show. To act like white people are the problem. What did Letitia James say? What did the mayor of Boston say? We have Christmas parties without white people. Our problem is white people. That's just divide and conquer, folks. That's meant to make white people hate brown people and vice versa. Because America's cohesion is our strength. Meanwhile, cargo ship from EU nations hijacked in Arabian Sea. More than five ships hit and on fire. The average container ship, commercial ship, does not have air defenses. In fact, none of them do. They might have a shotgun on board. So we hear, 30-plus attacks on U.S. ships the last few weeks. We're defeating it, but no. Now, major carriers, four shipping majors, halt vessels on Red Sea after attacks, which then shuts down world trade. U.S., U.K. say they shot down 15 drones from Yemen's Houthis over the Red Sea. A total of 36 that the U.S. has shot down recently, 36-0. Flights of new Iran-backed Red Sea rebel drones, salvo. What's really going on here? Iran's given $6 billion by O'Biden a month before Hezbollah backs Hamas to attack Israel. And then Iran gets power, Israel gets power, the West gets power, all the governments get power over the people. And now we're told Hamas, Hezbollah attacks are imminent inside the United States. And when those terror attacks happen, give your rights up. Don't blame the FBI. The FBI director says he sees red flashing lights everywhere. These attacks are imminent. Europe is entering an era of wars, top security official warns. The comfortable era of prosperity in the welfare state, under the protective umbrella of American defense is ending, and Europe needs to switch to a war economy, the director of a top European security forum warns. West secretly urging Russian talks. Russian-Ukraine talks, Russian foreign minister says. We hope that's the case. Big article on a Business Insider. Ukrainian troops say fighting on the Dnipro River is a suicide mission. New York Times. 400,000 Ukrainians killed in action explains a whole lot. Meanwhile, they thought they elected a new Polish leader, prime minister, to stop the wars, what Poles wanted, over 80%. He now says mobilize. We got a speech right here for full direct war with Russia and Germany, said it last week. And then Jack Posobiec and I did a show on that this week, and they had NATO fact checkers say we're not mobilizing. In their own words, they're calling it a mobilization. I want to play a clip here. Let's skip this break. This is retired military officer Colonel Douglas McGregor tells humanity the truth about what's going on today. Remember, the globalist elites rule in Europe just like they rule in the U.S. It's not that China or Russia are good. China's broken with the globalists. They're just as bad. It's that they want control, and they're using war for control. And they're using every deceptive tactic they've got to bring in even more of that control while they cut off your resources, while they cut off the fertilizer, while they cut off the energy, knowing already the cutoffs create total destabilization, hundreds of millions dead, and the UN's up there saying, we need billions, we're about to have massive starvation, the worst ever seen, when they're the ones running the policies that are creating it, while King Charles is demanding depopulation. They create the crisis, they offer the solution. We're smart enough to figure out what's happening here. And by the way, I'm the globalist best friend. They're megalomaniacal, they're delusional like Hitler or Napoleon or any of these megalomaniacs. They're going to destroy themselves along with us in the process. But they don't have any conscience or any common sense holding them back. All they have is the drive for total power. So here's Colonel Douglas McGregor.
Remember, the globalist elites rule in Europe just as they rule here. And they've all gotten where they are with the aid and assistance of enormous quantities of money, because the people that control your financial markets and financial institutions, the people that control your mainstream media, they now control your governments. And they don't represent the interests of any of the Europeans, and I would argue of most Americans. They represent their own interests, and their agenda is to destroy Russia. Now, why? Well, they'd like to replace Putin because Putin presides over the last major power in Europe, and it is part of Europe, that has a national identity, a national language, a national culture that rests on the foundation of Orthodox Christianity. That makes Russia the enemy of the globalists. What have the globalists done to us? What have the globalists done to the people in Western and much of Europe? Well, they flooded our countries with non-Europeans, with the specific goal of diluting us, weakening us, destroying our national identity, eliminating our national culture, certainly expunging any remaining power that Christianity may wield culturally inside the West. And they want to do that to Russia because Russia has a bonus: resources, enormous resources, mineral resources, agricultural resources, and obviously oil, gas, and many other rare metals. These things are also at the top of the agenda. So if you can destroy the Russian government, if you can remove Putin, if you can get into Russia, you can strip it of its resources and enrich yourself that much further than you've already done by your behavior over the last several, I would argue, decades. So that's where we are, and that's why Russia has to go. Russia's holding out.
Trump quotes Putin condemning American democracy, praises autocrat Orban. Orban's elected. Orban's calling for peace. Trump said, Putin says, it's discrediting the West, this persecution of me. It is. It's discredited. Russia's not in our business. China is. A bunch of other globalist organizations are. And then the left promotes all this anti-white garbage everywhere and says it's evil to be inherently white. And then we get headlines like this. At Jerusalem Post. Young Americans, Jews are oppressors, calls for genocide, not hate speech of university students. And I love this game where you're for the Palestinians, you're for the Jews. How about I'm against nuclear war? Oh, pick the Palestinians, pick the Jews. I've been totally attacked by the ADL and all those groups trying to shut me down, calling me an anti-Semite when I'm not. The average Jew doesn't support that. I don't support the carpet bombing of what's going on in Gaza. And then the people that are pro-Hamas put out an edited 25-second clip of me a month ago with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon where they say, well, what are the war games? What can Israel do? And we said, yeah, it's a trap. Israel shouldn't go in. It's a PR trap. It's a physical trap. But if they do, the only thing they can do is carpet bomb it all to destroy it. It's a hypothetical military stratagem discussion, which I said they shouldn't go in before and after. And this is wrong, but if they do it, here's what they've got to do. But the deceptive people on the other side, just like Washington Post does, the people that make everything Israel, that's all they talk about. I'm talking about AI and chemicals in the food and water and world government and the central banks and BlackRock and taking our countries back and getting populists elected. And it just goes to, well, are you going to support Hamas? And then I see the squad supporting him, the Democrats supporting him, the heads of all the big universities supporting him. It's part of a dialectic. And the same people trying to shut Trump down, saying he's anti-Semitic when he's not, because he wants peace, are the same ones creating this idea that I work for Israel or any other group. It's preposterous. I'm on record opposing all of these major agendas. But again, that's how the division works. That's how the mind control operates. And whenever I say to people that just say everything's Israel and Jews have Harry Potter power and they just control everything, and I say to them, okay, well, 60% want Netanyahu out and Israel's in a civil war and why did Israel found Hamas? Oh, see, yeah, you mean Israel's bad. I go, no. The group running Israel founded Hamas as a dialectic crisis. You just made my point. And why did Biden give money to Iran a month before? And why are they bringing them in record numbers? And why are all the universities supporting it? And it's not that I agree with what Israel's doing. I'm saying, why is the whole left supporting Islam as part of their larger crisis they're creating and bringing in an incompatible destabilization group? That's the larger smart thinking. We're having an adult discussion here. That's what we're trying to do. Desperately. Okay, let's get rid of Israel for hypothetical reasons. They'll edit this out and put it out, the totally pro-Israel people that deceive as well. No, I'm not saying this. I'm saying devil's advocate. Israel disappears. Israel's gone. It's a Palestinian Authority. The Jews are diasporaed and made to go all over the world and leave Israel. Okay, let's say that happens. Because I know it's fun to say if you slip on a banana peel, the Jews did it. I know it's easy. It's just so easy. And the big banks, the media, the universities are all pushing that. Don't you see what's happening? It's not about a defense of Jews. It's about a clash that's being created. When the Jews are sent to another planet, hypothetically, what do you do about the 20 million Islamicist military men in Europe or the million plus here? Why is the left backing them? Why is Harvard and Princeton and Yale backing them? What's their larger plan? Because the ADL said white people are inherently bad, and are inherently evil because they're Christian and white, but they didn't think, oh, wait, we're white looking. We're going to get blamed as well in a class warfare. So now Greenblatt, the ADL, are in trouble. And I pointed that out. And Greenblatt literally said, hey, it's all a victim race, and it's whoever is the biggest victim, and Jews are at the bottom. Well, why do the universities teach that Jews are the most powerful evil group of the evil white people? And so now you just thought you'd say, why did you want to do that race-based stuff? Because you thought you could get away with it. And I'm directly calling the ADL out. But you don't hear sophisticated analysis by the so-called anti-Jew groups, because most of those people, they're the ones who work for the FBI. They're the ones on the payroll. It came out of Elohim City, the Oklahoma City bombing. Almost all the white supremacist groups are run by the feds and the ADL. I don't want to kill Jews. I don't want to kill Muslims. I literally want to go to the stars. I want a pro-human future. I love everybody. I'm against abortion. 50-something percent of people aborted, even though 30% of the population are black. If I hated black people, I would support abortion. I'd be like Joe Biden saying blacks are super predators, put them in prison. I don't believe that. It doesn't mean I don't have guns to protect myself from racist black gangs or whatever else is out there that the media has helped foster and create. So I'm literally trying to be as fair as I can, as reasoned and informed about all the systems and all the organizations. And I'm like somebody that's an NFL addict. I'm not an NFL addict. I'm saying I know how NFL addicts operate. They know all the teams. They know who the coaches are. They know who the players are. They know their signing bonuses. They know their averages. They know how many assists and how many touchdowns and, you know, how many fumbles. You're not stupid. You're distracted. I'm like the football nut that knows every football or basketball score, but I know about politics. And I know about the globalists. I know about their operations. And I'm literally sitting here watching them set up a worldwide conflagration, a worldwide crisis. So I'm going to say it again to all the people out there who, I think more and more it's clear they're feds, who sit there and say, I'm covering up for Israel, when Israel's a diverse political group in civil war. Well, what is Israel? It's a bunch of groups. It's like saying Muslims. There's a bunch of groups there. You can't just say it's one group. I'm here exposing that the Islamicists have been brought in untenable numbers, backed by the left, all over Europe, all over the U.S. And so if Israel disappeared, can I get one comment from the supposed Puritans that love white people so much and love Christianity so much and stand against, you know, Israel and Zionism and all this? And you won't respond and say, what do we do with the tens of millions of Muslims who are allied with the left? If Israel disappeared tomorrow, what would you do with that? Instead, we're supposed to back Islam and its invasion and everything it's doing as if Israel's an excuse to do that, when it is much of the Israeli lobby that doesn't give orders and is actually lobbying against the American people owning guns. And I'll say it again. If Jews get a get-out-of-jail-free card, why are they given some of the most poisoned shots, some of the highest death rates in the world in Israel? Because they're just like everybody else. They're under political rule, and there's a globalist program attacking us all and playing us off against each other. And whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or Christian or Catholic, you don't want to be under AI. You don't want to be under fentanyl. You don't want to be under open borders. You don't want to be under inflation. You don't want to be under World War III. And I'm just attacking the issues. I'm trying to get people off of black and white or Christian or Jew or Muslim. And I'm trying to get people to look at the issues of a global central bank digital currency. I've got those articles right here. Where is that stack? Here it is. I found it. I'm simply trying to get people to oppose the robot takeover and oppose the carbon taxes and oppose the central bank digital currencies and the ESGs and the social credit scores and the vaccine passport. That's why I spend hours a week with scientists and doctors on that the shots don't work and erase your immune system. and kill people. And I'm not thinking about Jews or Christians. I'm not thinking about Muslims. I'm thinking about what's happening in our shows about the poison shots and what's in them and the spike protein get picked up in Hindu and in Hebrew and in Aramaic and in English and in Chinese and in Spanish and in German and in French and in Dutch. And that's all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say, here's what's going on. And I don't want to get distracted with fighting with each other. I don't. I'm like Martin Luther King Jr. I want to make it about what you stand for, what you do, what you produce. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. I don't listen to Jimi Hendrix because he's black. I listen to Jimi Hendrix because he's a beautiful songwriter, an incredible guitarist, and his music touches me. I don't go to a Chinese food restaurant because I want a virtue symbol Chinese. They got good food. I don't read the quantum mechanics of Albert Einstein because he's Jewish. I read them because they're amazing. And I just want to interface with all of you and have a better future. And the globalists are using those divisions to control us, and it needs to stop. Look at these headlines. Watch Democrat lawmaker pushes for secure digital ID, biometric secured, sync to your smartphone. And I'll play the video tomorrow on the weekday show, but it's all there. Global carbon pass, imminent. Globalist demand, famine is 200 different countries cut oil. And it just goes on and on. They're cutting off the resources, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down, man. And I feel for the Africans. They're turning off their energy, locked them down for 3 years. Then they organize the military men to invade. They're all pissed off in here and take over. It's crazy. But I will defend myself, but I won't take pleasure in it. Chase Geiser is set to take over. I'm going to end the show just by asking you all to take clips out of the show and share it. I see you doing it. And to ask you all to continue to stand up for freedom. And to ask you to take everything we do at Bandout Video and boast it. And to ask you all to support us while you get great products at the same time. This is your chance to fund the second American Revolution worldwide, 1776 worldwide, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, highest quality item out there, X2, vitamin mineral fusion, VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide to clean out your blood, your cardiovascular system. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And so much of it's selling out, like DNA Force Plus. But despite that, it's still discounted. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, or the book before it, The Great Reset. It's all there. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your word of mouth. Thank you for your prayer. And it's Team Humanity versus Team Globalist. It's Team Humanity versus Team Death Cult. I stand against the robot AI takeover. I stand against the Death Cult. We've all got differences. We've all got beefs. But, man, the big banks, they're playing us off against each other, and we should be smart enough to see through that and to understand that. Chase Geiser takes over. Then, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith, American Journal, Infowars.com/show. I'm on at 11 a.m. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. tomorrow, The War Room. God bless you all. 2 more hours of live, hard-hitting news straight ahead. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.